Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports, both boxing and mixed martial arts. The UFC on Fox tonight. Of course, HBO Championship Boxing, bringing you one of the best fighters in the world. I'm talking about Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, undefeated, 29-0. Man, the guy's the real deal in the world middleweight champion. So lots of combat sports to talk about on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Coast to coast, our phone lines are 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, just hours away from, of course, the Madison Square Garden. The guy owns the place. He sells it out. I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin. When he and Miguel Cotto eventually clashed for the world middleweight championship, the undisputed world linear championship. What I mean by that is Cotto is recognized as the linear world champion because he beat the reigning world middleweight champion, okay, Sergio Martinez. But Golovkin's undefeated and the better fighter. So even though he's the WBA champion, he's not considered really the world middleweight champion by historians, per se. But everybody in the boxing world knows he's the best fighter in the world. Gennady Golovkin going tonight against twice-beaten Daniel Gill. In the co-main event, Mike Perez, Brian Jennings. But HBO, of course, bringing you that. And talking UFC on Fox. Robbie Lawler, Matt Brown in the main event. We'll have Josh Thompson on the show later. UFC on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Yow!
JB, the godfather of soul himself. Got a movie coming out in August, huh? James Brown. It ain't supposed to be pretty. Not all of it, anyway. But his life wasn't pretty, so I guess it'll be real. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where we keep it real 365 days a year. Of course, you can catch us on the iHeartRadio Network. Download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take Ring Talk anywhere, at any time. And the shows are automatically updated there. In fact, iHeart will be doing the show live the next couple of weeks. I'll be ready to announce that in the next 10 days or so. And the bottom line is, we've got it going on. iHeartRadio, just download the app. It's a free app. Everybody can do this on their cell phone. My mother could do it if she was around. But you just download the app on your cell phone. And guess what? Ring Talk has happened. You take it 24/7 anywhere you go. Shows are automatically updated. You can't beat it. Check it out. Download the iHeartRadio app and be part of the Ring Talk family 24/7. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now. You're inside looking into the world of combat sports. Let's talk about tonight's main event. Gennady Golovkin, 29-0, 26 KOs. Daniel Gill, pretty good fighter. I've had him on the show in the past. Had them both on the show. Golovkin was a bit of a challenge because of his challenged English, but he tried. He came out. He gave it a shot. He gave it a good shot, and we were okay with that, but he's the best fighter, I think, at 160 pounds, bar none. As I said, 29-0, 26 KOs. Daniel Gill, 30-2, 16 wax. You know, Daniel, there's a reason you're a 10-1 underdog. That's right, 10-1 if you want to go with Golovkin. If you want to bet on Gill, you can get 8-1 in your favor. So, yikes, 10-1 underdog, probably not going to lose. Not too many 10-1 underdogs, 10-1 favorites, I mean, lose. Not too many times. Anyway, Mike Perez in the co-main event, 20-0 with a draw and 12 KOs. Of course, the heavyweight that had that tragic bout with Magomed Abdusalamov. That's about 6, 7, 8 months ago. And, of course, Magomed crippled from that fight on. They had to take a piece of his skull out. I mean, it was just nasty. And he needs 24/7 bed care and all that kind of good stuff. All right, that ain't good. But that's what happened to him, and that's what happens in boxing. Before I go any further, I remember one time when they carried Herbert Myers out of a ring in Alameda, California, unconscious, and took him to the hospital. My mother said to me, I said, "Oh, Mom, I see, you know, he might be dead." She goes, "You know what she said? Look, when you step into that ring, you guys know what's going on." And my mom was real on that one. So I guess you got to be real on the Abdusalamov thing, too, because he was punished. I mean, those two guys engaged in one of the best heavyweight fights probably since the 1995 or 1998 fight I televised between David Tua and Ike Baibucci. I mean, these guys, they rumbled back and forth. It was good, even fight, good back and forth action. Perez ended up winning, but Abdusalamov crippled for life. And that's one of the sad parts about combat sports, but it happens in other sports as well. Anyway, Mike Perez, not ready for that comeback fight. He had that one comeback fight, which was a draw. He didn't look all that good. So tonight he's taking on Brian Jennings. Brian Jennings out of the city of brotherly love. We had him on the show in the past as well. 18-0, 10 wax. Philadelphia fighter, Philadelphia mindset. He's the favorite here, probably about 2.25, 2.5-1, depending on where you go. Okay, so Perez is an underdog, and Gill's an underdog. Perez is a live underdog. Gil, a not-so-live underdog. He deserves to be. He's an underwater dog. Okay, so Daniel Gill's an underwater dog. If he were to win tonight, I tell you what. If he were to win tonight, I would come on this show Sunday morning and eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air. I kid you not. I would do that. And I'll take video of it and all that kind of good stuff. It ain't going to happen. Golovkin ain't going to lose. He is the real deal. Ah, I keep saying that, but, man, he is. I mean, the body punching, good defense, takes a shot well. He can move anywhere from 154 to 168 pounds. He's willing to fight anybody who's willing to fight Chavez. And you know that when J.C. Chavez Jr. steps into the ring, he's like 190 pounds. He was willing to fight a cruiserweight. He's willing to, I mean, this guy's, he's a throwback. He is a true throwback. And I think that Tom Loeffler, the promoter, and the trainer Abel Sanchez, they've got an outstanding talent there. And I just don't see anybody on the horizon that's going to beat Gennady Golovkin. Now, he's drawing well at MSG, Madison Square Garden. And, of course, the Garden's going to want to do him and Cotto, the reigning, defending, I guess, linear world middleweight champion, of course, having upset, not upset, but beaten Sergio Martinez about a month ago, month and a half ago, in a fight that was, like I said, a one-sided draw because, you know, Martinez came in the ring with not one knee brace, but two knee braces on. I'm talking about those knee braces that you wear, like, when you need crutches, okay? So that wasn't a good thing. And if you bet money on Martinez that night, I know your gut hit the floor when you saw that before the ring act, before the bell action, with them standing there with those two knee braces on. You had to think, good Lord! I just throw my money down the drain. And then he gets face planted in the first round. I mean, he's knocked down, and his face goes first into the canvas. So he had a face planting. He got knocked down a few times, and I think he wouldn't come out for the ninth or the tenth round, which was smart. Now he says he's going to continue. I don't know why. The guy's like 38 going on 60. He pushed the envelope too far as age was concerned. And then he got hurt in the Chavez fight. You know, and when you hurt your legs, your knees, and you're a competitive athlete and you've got to push off on those knees and things like that, well, guess what? Maybe you shouldn't be boxing. Yeah, well, Sergio Martinez, good luck to you, but I think you should stay retired. And I think now with your legs being the way they are, you're fodder for any real good middleweight. But Golovkin would smoke Martinez, and I think he would beat Miguel Cotto handily as well. Good fight. Competitive, but I just can't see Miguel Cotto. I just can't. No. Cotto can't turn. Cotto was a good 140-pounder, probably a better 147-pounder, and as a 160-pounder, he's just a guy that was fortunate that Martinez was in the condition he was when he came into the ring, because a lot of people thought that Martinez would prevail in that fight. I mean, he had been hadn't lost, I think, since like 2000, a real fight. He got burned, I think, in a decision, but hadn't lost a real fight since like 2001 into Antonio Margarito back then, so he was a good fighter. But straight up, Golovkin, the real deal tonight. HBO Championship Boxing, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time from the Garden, the Mecca of Boxing, Madison Square Garden, 6:30 on the West Coast. And, of course, UFC on Fox is going down at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So they're going to clash for that last half hour. So I don't know what to say. As far as if you're a fight fan concerned, I hope that you've either got fast fingers for that, you know, remote control to switch back and forth, or you've got a DVR and you record one and watch the other, because this is a nightmare for fight fans. If you don't have a DVR, if you don't have that ability to record the other channel while you're watching one or watching two screens at the same time, some people have all that all those TV tricks. I don't, okay? But some people do. And if you do, more power to you. But, God, this is a terrible conflict. I hate it when the UFC does a conflict with boxing, because I think it hurts both sports as far as their numbers are concerned, both events per se, both combat sports. Of course, the UFC on Fox, Robbie Lawler and Matt Brown in the main event. Kyle Kingsbury's on the card. Josh Thompson's on the card. They call Josh the Punk, and it's not for a bad thing. It's just that's Josh, okay? So we'll talk with Josh a little bit later in the show. Of course, Josh, the man that got burned, I mean, he was like, damn, they put his hands on a barbecue grill and just let his skin sizzle when they didn't give him that fight against Benson Henderson. I mean, he was the reigning lightweight champion last year, as was Henderson. Of course, he won that fight by a unanimous, I think it was a unanimous or a split nod down there in San Jose. I thought he won handily. Everybody in the media, I think it was like 29 media guys. I mean, I'll ask Josh about that. A whole lot of media guys were polled, and nobody thought that, or one or two guys maybe thought that Benson Henderson won, but everybody thought that Josh Thompson won, and Josh Thompson was denied his true recognition as the world lightweight UFC 155-pound champion. Now, tonight, he's coming back. We'll talk with him about that, what it's like to be on the comeback trail, what it's like to get burned. Because, you know, I've talked to you about that in the past. There's nothing quite like it. There isn't. I mean, you don't know. I mean, there's nothing you can do to rectify it, and you've just been screwed in a fight where you won and they didn't give it to you. I've been there. I know. Talk about an emotional basket case afterwards. Anybody could be. Was I? On occasion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and of course, the Sports of the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
I thought I'll knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 with you on the gentleman all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Man, see me. I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. I could knock you out.
Who are some of the fighters?
And Bernard Whitaker. You could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boone.
Anybody. Jimmy
Paul. Tommy Holmes. All your. Come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor? Come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
Bringing us back from the break. Wow. Hector Camacho doing his thing. Of course, one of the great orators now shot to death in a boxing statistic, a crime statistic in Puerto Rico. And the lady singing there, the great Darlene Love, in San Francisco for a free concert August the 10th at the Sigmund Stern Grove. That's at 19th and Sloat in the city by the bay. August the 10th, Sunday in the afternoon. This place will rock. I'm telling you, Darlene's got it going on. Come see her. She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, class of 2012, and my daddy's favorite singer, and mine's as well. And I didn't even say that right. There's no such thing as mine's, but I'll say it just for now. She's my favorite female vocalist alive. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing. This segment, we switch to MMA in about 10 minutes. Straight up, of course, Golovkin, a 10-1 favorite tonight, 29-0, 26 KOs. Of course, Daniel Gill, 30-2, 16 KOs. As I said, Gill's going down. But let's talk about some of the fights that took place on Friday night. First of all, this card was jinxed from the get-go. It was a rematch between two head cases. Derek Chisora. Okay, Derek Chisora is a heavyweight out of the UK, and of course he's a fighter that I would say has a B-level skills. And Tyson Fury, this fight was first canceled, was a rematch, because Fury beat Chisora the first time. Chisora, not the most mentally and emotionally well-put-together guy I've ever met in my life. What I'm trying to say is he's unstable! Okay, and he never know what guy's type of guy showing up to the rings. But the first time against Tyson Fury, he lost. Okay, so they're going to do this rematch because they can't do any of the fights with David Haye being injured and on the sideline there in the UK, so they can't do any big fights in the United Kingdom. And, of course, David Price not being what I thought he was, so he turned out to be a bit of a fraud. He got a glass head, was the former UK amateur champion, Mr. Price. Anyway, the bottom line is Chisora and Fury are off because, you know, Chisora got hurt. Then this guy Alex Ustinov stepped in, and then Tyson Fury said, no, I can't fight. My uncle Huey just got sick, and I don't want to fight. But the bottom line is the promoters were going to take a bath on this one. They were going to take a beating because, you know, the main fight wasn't happening. Chisora and Fury weren't happening. Ustinov and Fury weren't making it. Okay, people wanted refunds. I don't blame them. Okay, at the end of the day, I think the promoters realized they had something that stunk in their hands and they didn't want to get out of it. So they convinced Mr. Huey Fury or somebody to say, your uncle's ill. Let's call off the fight. And Tyson Fury went with it. Of course, Tyson Fury is a 6'8" gypsy. You know what I mean by a gypsy is he lives in, according to Eric Botcher, boxing historian, noted author, I can go on and on, boxing matchmaker, promoter, a former amateur boxer. He lost to the guy that lost to Todd Foster, I think won the 1988 Olympic bronze medal. He says that this guy lives in a series of mobile homes that travel from town to town in Europe. That's a true gypsy. I guess so. He live in a mobile home going from town to town. And that's what he does. And he's king of the gypsies. So if he's king of the gypsies, he can fight, I guess, a bit. And he's, of course, 6'8". But at the end of the day, I think he's got a bad chin as well because he's been put down by fighters that weren't considered big punchers. And I think Tyson Fury probably is going to lose to David Haye. If David Haye gets his act back together and David Haye can fight again and fight back to the level in which he was before the shoulder surgery, he will be the best fighter in the UK. And that means a lot because, you know, people don't realize it, but we get to watch a lot of fights now from the United Kingdom via the internet. We get to watch Box Nation and Sky Sports and these different entities, different cable networks that put forth fights, and they put forth some great fights. And, of course, that's where boxing got its start. The Marcus of Queensbury, of course, he's the one that said, you know, I got to have some rules to this. I'm going to put gloves on your hands. And, of course, the gloves were put on your hands not to protect the fighter. to protect his hands. Seriously. Too many guys are getting broken hands. Didn't, you know, clench their hands right or punch with open hands, et cetera, et cetera. But they were getting broken hands. And, of course, boxing was basically fighting, which we talk now as MMA. But it, of course, got rules. And the Marcus Queensberry decided the guys were going to don rules and they were going to fight rounds and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the common rules you see now in today's boxing world, of course. But today we've got three boxing judges and a referee. The referee is non-scoring for the most part, except for in the UK. Now, in the United Kingdom, it's still old school. Some of the boxing referees are still the sole arbiter. That's right. They're the only ones that judge the fight. After the fight, when the referee walks over to one guy and lifts his hand, and it's all over. So that's HBO Championship Boxing last night. Friday night, the Pitbull, Frankie Pitbull Gomez, now 18-0, 13 whacks, scored a one-sided knot over previously unbeaten Vernon Parris. Vernon coming in 28-0, left 28-1, scores 189. The Pitbull had his man down, I believe, in round four and hurt him again in that same round. But, you know, this was at Fantasy Springs, and I don't know if you were listening that day, but back in like 1998 or 1997, I was doing some live television at Fantasy Springs in Indio, California, which is down there, Palm Springs, right on the border between California and Nevada. It's hot as down there, okay? It really is. I mean, it's that hot. You could fry an egg in the sand. I'm not kidding. So anyway, we were ringside doing ring talk, and it was like 105 degrees, and this was after the sun went down. After the sun went down, 105 degrees. When it was up, it was like 115 degrees. We're doing live television there. What else? Hey, you didn't look too good on camera. I don't think I've got that as far as one of Pedro's greatest video hits are concerned. But back in the day, working in Indio had a lot of fight cars down there. You don't see them as much anymore, of course. USA Cable, once that was the backbone of boxing. I hate to say it, but USA Cable going every Tuesday night with Sean O'Grady and one of the Albert brothers, that was great boxing. Even though some of the fights sort of sucked, I mean, they made you feel like, yeah, you're at home once a week with Sean and Albert and Marv Albert, and you know, you'll have a good time. And you usually did have a good time. It was a good experience, even sometimes when the fights were routes or one-sided fights, okay? So then this new president at USA Cable comes in. She's a female, and she decides, boxing ain't cool. So boxing goes off USA Cable. Boxing has never really recovered from that point. People say, oh, you know, boxing sort of lost it after it was dumped from network TV. Not really. I still think it had its fringe element, and it still has a fringe element to this day as far as the fan base is concerned. But, you know, I think the taking away of USA Tuesday Night Fights, I think that was more of a crippling effect than the overall taking it away from network sports was concerned. Of course, ABC back in the day with Howard Cosell, that was like the number one sports entity as far as boxing was concerned. The World Heavyweight Championship, a lot of times, he defended his title on a wide world championship box, a wide world sports with Cosell. Oh, man, Howard Cosell. The great late Howard Cosell. Met him a couple of times, always a class act. Michael Marley was his protege. Michael Marley now, I believe he's got his own website, Mike Marley, something like that. Anyway, he's on Facebook. He was a former New York Post boxing writer, and he worked with ABC, I believe, under Cosell. He was like Cosell's right hand, his gopher or something like that. He went and got Cosell's coffee. Anyway, it would have been an honor to go get Cosell's coffee, as it was an honor for me to take home Hall of Fame boxing writer Jack Fisk every night for like 10 years. I drove him home from the Chronicle for like maybe 8 or 10 years. I can't remember, between 8 and 10 years. And, of course, before they forced him into retirement. Of course, he was the godfather of boxing writers, passed away in 2006, a member of the World Boxing Hall of Fame down in Los Angeles, one of the few writers in the International Boxing Hall of Fame back in Canasota, New York. A lot of his collection of ring magazines and all kinds of Jack's memorabilia. Jack was a hoarder. Jack hoarded boxing memorabilia, and he had it all over the place. And his prized possession was an oil painting of Jack Dempsey, the former world heavyweight champion, which hung high in his front room. He had it on loan from a guy. I think he ended up giving it back to him, but that was the prize of his collection. But straight up Jack Fisk, a Hall of Famer, of course. I named my daughter Jacqueline after him. But, you know, I was willing to do anything for Jack. Marley was willing to do anything for Cosell. When you cross paths with these great men, you know, these guys that are standouts as far as their profession and their industry is concerned, and you latch onto them, you know, you're a bit of a fan, you're a bit of an admirer, you're a bit of a a friend. You're a little bit of everything. But straight up, you're not a groupie. And that's not what the thing with Jack Fisk and I was all about. And that's not the thing with Marley and Cosell. You know, I mean, they both helped us go to where we're at nowadays. And, of course, Marley doing his thing, semi-retired, I believe, in Florida. In Florida? Still in New York. I don't know. Somebody told me he was in Florida. Somebody told me he was in New York. I heard he was in Boston. I got to get Marley on the show. You know what we used to call him? The Menace. I used to call him Mike the Menace Marley. And he loved it. I kid you not. He loved it. And, of course, the, yeah, you know, he's Breezy. Yeah, he's called Breezy as well. Good old Mr. Green. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. HBO Championship Boxing Night, 9:30 p.m. Golovkin and Gill, of course. And the events we'll be talking about next. Josh Thompson, USC on Fox. Straight up USC on the big network, Fox tonight. 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The Punk, Josh Thompson, coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how!
Napa supports the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. And this month, we're making it easy for you to show your support, too. Make any $25 purchase, and you'll receive a free Napa racing cap. For every cap we give out, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, supporting those who serve you. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/14.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow. Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maris.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Josh Thompson's our guest, folks. I call him the uncrowned lightweight champion of the UFC. Josh, how's life treating you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I wish you in the studio. You need to come back and spend some time with me in the studio up here.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get better reception in there.
This fight Saturday night, talk to me about it.
It's going to be a tough one, man. It's gonna be a good fight. I got a young, up-and-coming kid. He's going to be fighting. He's young and athletic, and Bobby Green. And so, you know, this old grizzled veteran is going to have to go in there and pose his will and, you know, and take it to him.
You know, was it hard to accept? Because I sat there and I watched the fight with you and Benson Henderson. Myself and Dave Meltzer both thought you won, and, you know, you're getting almost 35. You're in your mid-30s now. I thought that was a bad time to get burned with that loss. Did that affect you emotionally?
You know, it affected me for about a day or two, and then, like, I've been telling everybody, you know, the best thing about being a professional athlete is, you know, and you need to make sure you acquire it is a short-term memory. You know, I mean, some of these baseball players play back-to-back games. Some of these basketball players play back-to-back games. You know, and say they were hockey players and stuff. So, you know, for me, I mean, maybe I don't fight back-to-back, but you got to get right back into your training camp. You got to get back home and start focusing on, you know, who they're going to throw at you next. So there's no time to sit there and, you know, and wallow around in your sorrows. You have to get out there and, you know, and start working at it again and you're ready for the next fight.
Okay, Josh, this is how I compare getting burned by a decision in judges. This is the way I used to feel when I was boxing. It's sort of like playing blackjack in Vegas and getting a 21 and getting beat by a guy with 15. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it does sound about right. Especially when, you know, there was 21 members of the media on site, and then 19 of them had me winning, one had me a draw, and one had me losing. You know, so, and then, you know, obviously the three judges just couldn't get it right. So it bugs me. It really does bug me. You know, I felt bad for Ben. He got booed out of the arena and stuff. But, you know, it's the sport, man. The judges right now just are inconsistent, and you've seen it a lot lately. And so it sucks for the fighters. But, you know, like I said, you got to have a short-term memory and move on.
Josh Thompson, our guest host, will be part of the USC, of course, Saturday night on Fox Sports, on Fox 10, on the Fox Network, excuse me. Now, Josh, do you think that Benson Henderson has dirty pictures of somebody or something like that? Because he gets all these benefits. He gets the benefit of the doubt with judges, like time and time again, the Gilmer Melendez fight, the Josh Thompson fight. Has he got pictures of Dana White doing something dirty or something, or what?
I don't know. You know, I think what it is he's got good ring presence. You know, he comes in, he tries to take the center of the ring, and, you know, and it looks like he's doing more than he really is. And, you know, and I think, you know, as far as real, like, you know, Dana and the UFC and other people, you know, the media, we've all caught on to it. But the judges, though, haven't quite figured that out yet, that, you know, just because you're in the center of the ring and you're walking people down and you're not really doing a whole lot, it doesn't mean that you're winning the fight. And that's kind of what was going on, I felt like, in that fight. I mean, every time I went to the ground, I had his back. And just, you know, obviously we went with it with a broken thumb and tore all the ligaments in my thumb and wrist. I really couldn't secure the neck. So it was just kind of like I was getting there and I wasn't able to finish, so it kind of looked bad on my part as well. So it's just one of those things where the judges right now are not as educated as they should be.
Okay, so what are you going to do about the judges this Saturday night? I mean, is that going to affect you? How are you going to deal with them?
I hope not. I mean, you know, I'm really looking to get the finish. You know, you've boxed before. It's like every time you look for it too hard, though, it never comes. So you've got to take your time, be patient, and, you know, and try and seize the opportunity when it happens. So I think there'll be plenty of opportunities. You know, when you deal with young and athletic kids, you know, and which is what Bobby Green is, he'll make quite a few mistakes. Just a matter of me being able to capitalize on just one of them. That's all I need. So just give me the one opportunity, okay. You know, and I got to go out there and finish him.
After the Henderson fight, how did your friends feel?
How my friends feel?
Yeah, I mean, they must have been like.
A lot of them felt bad for me. I mean, it wasn't just them. I mean, it was I did interview after interview about, man, I feel like you got. I mean, the media was just like, man, you got screwed. I mean, that's really what it all comes down to. You got shafted. So when something like that happens, like I try to actually just not listen to what everyone else had to say. It's done. It's over. It's time to move on. Let's get back into training and let's start focusing on the next thing.
Okay, how's the weight going? The weight going to be good for this fight?
Yeah, weight's good. I'm only about 11 over right now. Last night I went to bed about 16 over, woke up about 11 over, which is pretty good.
11 over. If I was 11 over 4 days before a fight, I'd be freaking out. But I know how you get this.
This is exactly where I'm at usually.
Well, I know that, and I admire you guys for that, because, but man, when I used to make 139, I'd get down to 141, I'd be fine, but those last 2 pounds were a killer.
Yeah. I haven't even started the cut. All of it is now is just I'm basically eating like eggs, you know, just eggs and asparagus tips, and then drinking a lot of water right now, keeping myself hydrated, getting ready for the weight cut.
Okay, so can I get you back in the studio sometime soon? We had a good hour together.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to get back in the studio. I love being out there.
Well, I wish you the best of luck this Saturday night.
Why don't you have your people call my people, and we'll get it all going.
We will get it going, because that was a great hour of radio we spent together, man.
Hey, we had a good time, man. It was a blast.
And I want to thank you for that and wish you the best of luck Saturday night on Fox, the big network, folks. That's right. The punk. They call him the punk, and not for any bad reasons. He's the man. I'm talking about Josh Thompson. Josh, all the best to you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Nice to be talking to you again.
My man, the uncrowned lightweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Josh Brown, of course, in the co-feature. And I was talking about Josh Thompson taking on Bobby Green. Of course, that's one of the lightweight bouts on the UFC on Fox card from San Jose, California. They call it the HP Pavilion. They call it the SAP Center now, the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank. What can I say? It's sort of like, you know, just a big arena in San Jose they keep pimping off the name about. But July 26th, it'll play host, of course, to USC on Fox, the big network. Robbie Lawler in the main event taking on Matt Brown. Of course, that's the co-feature going to be, as I said, Josh Thompson, the former Strikeforce champion, the uncrowned USC lightweight champion. Of course, one of two, because Gilbert Melendez was shafted in the fight with Benson Henderson as well. Both Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson beat Benson Henderson, and Benson walked away still champion at 155 pounds. Anthony Johnson, the co-feature, taking on Little Nog, Antonio Regueira-Nogueira. That's at light heavyweight. The Clay Guida fight, back down the feather, 145 pounds, taking on Dennis Bermudez. I'm gonna go with Bermudez on that one. Josh Thompson, it's tough. I like Josh a lot, so I'm going to go with Josh on that one. Of course, there's a big card on Fox, and this is all on the main Fox network. I mean, not Fox Sports, no Fox Sports 2. This is Fox, the network. So you tune in at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. 2 hours of MMA. They're probably going to run over a little bit. I can see this card running over. Lots of fights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, about 13, 14 fights on the card. That's a lot of fights. Of course, the first of four will be on USC Fight Pass. And if you're part of that, I think you throw in $10 a month to get to watch these fights in advance. Then you get to watch all the fights on Fox as well. Big deal. Well, you know, come on. I don't think they should be getting another $10 out of you when they're getting like $70 a pay-per-view or $55, whatever it is, the pay-per-view charges nowadays. If you're buying pay-per-view once a month with the UFC and they go once a month on pay-per-view, so if you want to be a devout follower and buy all the pay-per-views, let's say $50 a month times 12, that's $600 a year. Plus, if you want to watch these preliminary fights, you've got to throw down another $10 a month. So $720 a month to watch UFC, $720 a year to watch UFC. I think they're stretching it a little bit too much. I think that the World Wrestling Entertainment folks, Vince McMahon, I think they've got the right idea going. They have it up and running, the WWE Network. And, of course, it's got lots of old wrestling matches on it, and it's got some it's got a thing where you can watch all the live events, World Wrestling Entertainment throws, like WrestleMania and things like that. You can watch them all on this WWE network. So it's all there. So what Vince McMahon needs to do is he needs to get enough people to throw down $10 a month to make this thing fly. Right now, it's not flying. It's sort of barely getting off the ground. But, you know, that's the way it is with the concept and new networks and things like that. But if McMahon's idea wins, that you've got to, you know, give everybody the big pay-per-view events with their subscription to your network. Because that's what the UFC is trying to do. Okay, they're trying to build this little network. If they want to do the same thing, then I think the UFC is going to lose out. I think the WWE factor, I think the fact that they're going to give you everything for one price a month is a lot better than having to spend X and then Y. I mean, the UFC just never, if you're an MMA fan, I hate to say it, but the UFC is like, just drains your pocket like a girlfriend. Seriously, like a girlfriend. As I just told you, $720 a year if you want to watch the UFC, their pay-per-view events and all their events on Fox, plus the Fight Pass fights. $720 an approximate $720 a year. That's a lot. Kyle Kingsbury on the card tonight, taking on Patrick Cummins. Cummins only lost one time. This is light heavyweights, of course. Kyle coming back from an injury. He's our favorite analyst on this show. I call him the King, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. Wish him the very best luck against Patrick Cummins tonight, fighting at 205 pounds. Not too many other named guys on the card, but the fights that I'm really looking forward to in the near future on in UFC, of course, is that big fight, the 30th of August. What is it, UFC 177? I mean, TJ Dillashaw, Renan Braille, Sacramento, California, of course, TJ being from Sacramento, also on the card, Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion, to be on the bill. But straight up, TJ Dillashaw, having pulled off the biggest upset in combat sports in a long time, the biggest upset in MMA, and probably, they say Anderson Silva being upset by Chris Weidman last year was a big upset. I didn't think so because I picked Weidman to win. But the experts said it was a big upset. They say that the Dillashaw upset of Renan Braille about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, was an equal or greater upset. I would have to say a greater upset because, you know, Braille's only 34, 35 years old, where Anderson Silva was 38 going on 90. And, you know, he just not Dillashaw just, he's the real deal. He's got those, that's the slick footwork. He's in and out. I mean, he's like Pernell Whitaker as far as a boxer's concerned, all this great footwork. In and out. He's got good boxing ability. He's willing to stand. He can take you to the ground. I mean, he's well-balanced, much as the guy in the co-feature, the world flyweight champ, 125 pounds, Demetrius Johnson. But Dillashaw, the world 135-pound bantamweight champion, very balanced. I mean, he does everything well. And he wasn't that great of a boxer, but now he is. He's proved it. He went to school, and he learned. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, not, you know, TJ Dillashaw's not that old, and I think that he's going to beat Renan Braille again when they hook up at UFC 177. Of course, that's going to be in Sacramento, California, and TJ Dillashaw, the champion, taking on Renan Braille. Braille hadn't lost since 2008, but he got beaten down by TJ. I mean, beat him down. Whoa! Come on. I mean, hurt him in the first round, hurt him in the second round, hurt him in the third round, hurt him in the fourth round, won all these rounds, and then came out and stopped Borrello in the fifth round. That's what a champion's supposed to do. If you want to be champion, you've got to go out there and show that you truly want it. I mean, you've got to instill your will into another man's mind and make him realize, you know what, I'm just not going to win here. That's what you call imposing your will, okay? TJ Dillashaw imposed his will. I think he'll do it again. August the 30th, the rematch, the Sleep Train Pavilion, whatever they call in this place now. I call it the Arco Arena, called the Sleep Train Arena. The Arco Arena, Sacramento, California. Of course, the arena where Tony the Tiger Lopez became world champion back in the day. In fact, he was the guy that sort of the house that Tony built. And then, you know, Uriah Faber fought at the Arco Arena. He sold the place out. Now, TJ Dillashaw, the Team Alpha Male co-member of Uriah Faber, is going to be in the headline at the Sleep Train Arena. So I think he's going to sell that out. Sacramento, California, man. Once the boxing capital of California. Yeah, I can say that. Now the MMA capital of California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Tower of Power on tour today. Mountain View, California, with Journey and Steve Miller Band. They go the 29th. In Concord, California, at the Sleep Train Pavilion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufactured. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You mean a real fight? Regulation gloves? No headgear?
Correct. Marquis of Queensborough rules.
He was one of our chaps, you know.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you'd like to take us anywhere you go, have Ring Talk on your cell phone, your portable device, your tablet. Download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take Ring Talk anywhere you go 24/7 around the world. Of course, speaking of around the world, the UFC going around the world. Last Saturday, the O2 Arena in Dublin, Ireland, Conor McGregor, the hometown lad, that's right, he defeated Diego Brando. It was a TKO-1. That was the main event, of course. The UFC making it around the pond, of course. That was a card on UFC Fight Pass. But to show you how they're drawing, they made $1.4 million on a live gate over there as far as the that's in American money, over there in Dublin. They did 9,500 people. Man, that's pretty good. You got to give them some props. They're going all these places and drawing 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. And I think in Mexico they're going to draw an easy 16,000 or 17,000, whatever the arena picks up in November when Cain Velasquez defends the World Heavyweight Championship against Fabrice Werdum. Okay? So everywhere they go, they're selling out arenas. You got to give it to them. You got to give them props. Dana White, the executive of the decade, of the century, as far as combat sports is concerned, and whether you like him or not, you got to admit it. The guy's brilliant. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour of both boxing and MMA, and then Sunday, 2 hours of boxing, 2 hours of Ring Talk, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. Peace, love, respect.